Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please become a member by visiting us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Summer's finally here, and I'm enjoying the weather today, sitting on my deck and listening to some new recordings sent to me by friends in New York and Chicago. I selected a few to share with you today, as some are on small labels that you might have missed, and others are live performances that, well, they're done. Kinga Augustin came to the United States from Poland to study violin at the Juilliard School when she was only 18. She completed her bachelor's and master's degrees there and was soon recognized for her star quality. Kinga has been a concerto soloist with orchestras throughout the United States and in Europe. Some WWFM and Classical Network listeners might have heard her perform as soloist with New Jersey's Riverside Symphonia. While at the Juilliard School, Kinga became interested in period violin and took advantage of Juilliard's program in historical performance. Despite a busy concert schedule, she matriculated at Stony Brook University and earned a Doctor of Musical Arts degree in 2013. Kinga Augustin recently completed a recording of Georg Philipp Telemann's 12 Fantasias for solo violin. I'll confess, I've not heard these works before. They're as virtuosic as his flute fantasias and even more developed performance works. Six of these are in three movements, five have four movements, and one of them has five movements. Telemann indulges in different musical styles, all of which he was, of course, familiar with. There are elements of the German fantastic style as well as ordered German fugue, the Italian virtuosic style, the French formality, and even hints of Polish dances. We'll hear Kinga play two of these fantasias. We'll start with the one in B-flat major, and then we'll go to E minor. The violin in this recording dates from 1734, not too many years from when these fantasias were written. New York City-based violinist Kinga Augustin, two fantasias of Georg Philipp Telemann from her new solo recording of the 12 Fantasias for Solo Violin on the Centaur label.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard New York City-based violinist Kinga Augustin in Two Fantasias of Georg Philipp Telemann from her new solo recording of the 12 Fantasias for Violin on the Centaur label. This CD is available from most online CD sellers. American early music fans have probably heard of Philip W. Serna. Dr. Serna enjoys a very diverse career in music. He holds a Bachelor of Music degree from the San Francisco Conservatory and a Master's and Doctor of Musical Arts degree from Northwestern University. Philip's a professional double bass player, and he performs as a soloist and orchestral player, and also teaches bass. He's also an early music specialist and plays the viola da gamba, and has researched the 17th century lira viol, a sort of hybrid member of the viola da gamba family. Philip Serna has done more than just about anyone I know to introduce young people to early music. Case in point, he's assistant director and sponsor of viol consorts at Adlai E. Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, Illinois. Yes, you heard me correctly. This high school is one of only a handful in the entire United States of America that actually owns some period instruments and encourages their students to play them and offers lessons. There's another high school in California that I know of, and, well, I don't actually know for certain if there are others. Please let me know if there are. Philip has graciously shared some musicological sources with me in the past, and he sent me some sound files from concerts he did with his group, New Comma Baroque. This ensemble is based in Chicago and has a core of players, which is augmented as needed for larger productions, and this is fairly standard practice with early music ensembles. First, we'll hear a Chaconne Trio by the French Baroque composer Jacques Morel. Morel was a pupil of Marin Marais and was active from around 1700 until his death in 1749. This piece dates from 1709 and is performed by New Comma Baroque, Leanne Dale Ragusa on Baroque flute, Emily J. Katamaya harpsichord, and Philip W. Serna viola da gamba. And this is from a live concert at LaGrange, Illinois on December 16, 2016. Thank you. We heard Newcomer Baroque performing the Chaconne Trio of Jacques Morel, and this was a live performance at LaGrange, Illinois on December 16, 2016. Newcomer Baroque often explores very obscure repertory, and this, of course, reflects Philip's scholarly research. Johann Gottfried Mente was born in Prussia in 1698. His father was a royal customs official, a civic justice, and an organist who taught his son to play the organ, viola da gamba, and the lute. Johann Gottfried Mente was a composer of sacred and secular music, but all that remains of the works of this late Baroque German composer is his sonata for viola da gamba and continuo in A minor, dating from 1759, and the only known print is conserved in a library in Moscow, Russia. Philip W. Cerna is the gomba soloist, the harpsichordist is Emily J. Katamaya, and this is a live concert recording from Valparaiso University, September 2015.
Thank you.
Johann Gottfried Mentes, Sonata for Viola da Gamba and Continuo in E minor, a live recording by Newcomer Baroque in September 2015. Philip W. Cerna, Viola da Gamba, with harpsichordist Emily J. Ketamaya. And another friend now, Mark Kramer, is the artistic director of the period instrument ensemble Ars Antiqua. Ars Antiqua is based in Chappaqua, New York, and the musicians come mostly from New York State and from Pennsylvania. Ars Antiqua's programs are designed to illuminate a particular style or genre of 17th and 18th century music, and they're presented within the context of Baroque art and social history. Mark Kramer, artistic director, is a gambist and Baroque cellist, and he's done extensive research on the music's symbolism in 17th century Dutch painting. And to top this off, Mark is a professional chef and baker. Ars Antiqua recently recorded the Parisian quartets of the French Rococo composer François-André Danican Philidor. In addition to being a composer, Philidor was a professional chess player, and he participated in some notable competitions. Shortly after the sans-culottes stormed the royal palace, Philidor learned he was on the revolutionary hit list, and this was for no reason other than his long-term association with the royal family. So he fled to London, where he had once competed in chess matches, and he died there in 1795. We'll hear the Fifth Symphonia in C major. Interestingly, Philidor hints that six musicians are appropriate for this quartet.
Thank you.
We heard the Chappaqua, New York group Ars Antiqua performing the Symphonia No. 5 in C major of the French Rococo composer and chess champion François-André Danican-Philidor. Mark Kramer, viola da gamba, and director. This CD is on the Nimbus label, and it's available on Amazon, Presto Classical, Arcade Music, and other online CD vendors. For our last selection, or actually last two selections today, I'll turn to friends closer to home and play a few clips from La Fioco's recent concert in Solbury, Pennsylvania. Here's the opening prelude from the sonata in B minor for two treble instruments by Jacques Martin Hautater, and this is followed by the Passacaglia from the suite in E minor of Marin Marais. Philadelphia-based flutist E. Friedman on Baroque flute, myself, Lewis Barretts, on recorder, New York City's Dan McCarthy and Toma Ilyev, Baroque violins, Vivian Barton-Dozier, also from Philadelphia, on viola da gamba. The lutenist is Loudon Shewitt, who actually lives in North Carolina, New York-based Arash Nori on theorbo, and Benjamin T. Berman on harpsichord, and Benjamin's based nearby in New Brunswick.
Thank you.
We heard the prelude to Jacques Martin, Au Deterre Sonata in B minor, and the Passacaglia from the suite in E minor of Marin Marais from a live performance by the Bucks County-based period instrument ensemble La Fioco, June 2018. And that was me and friends. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Today we had the opportunity to hear some recent work, both commercial and live, of friends who have dedicated their lives to making music. If you enjoyed today's episode of Well-Tempered Baroque, consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us at wwfm.org for more information or to become a member. And you don't have to be local. Through our streaming and webcasts, this show is heard around the world. And it is this worldwide network that is the Classical Network. Have a great week.